Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Step right up. CCOM Studios is proud to present Clown Shoes, the mesmerizing, death-defying...
Welcome to episode 113 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In today's episode, we're going to try a number of different flavored beers from Clown Shoes Brewing Company out of Boston, Massachusetts, and Windsor, Vermont.
And my understanding in doing a little research of this Clown Shoes, just a bit, I did not do a full 6 minutes of prep, but I may have done three. And that they're part of a family of beers that goes back to one of our original favorites from our youth, from Harpoon IPA.
I see.
Which was one of the first IPAs brewed by brewed natively in New England.
That's right.
That was way prior to the concept of a New England IPA, I'm sure. Probably had a, as I recall, it was a little bit more of a...
Yes, way before.
Way bitter.
It was a New England IPA, but...
But not the flavor profile.
This is from their 12 Beers of Christmas 2022 mixed 12-pack. And the first one we're going to try is called Burnt Caramel American Brown Ale. Now, CNBC has a long and storied history with brown ales that isn't always delightful.
We love brown ales.
We had a show called Brown Frown that was all about brown ales. In our archive.
Wait a minute. Now that I'm looking at this, I'm not quite sure if I agree with this this art here. But okay, burnt caramel. So I'm pouring that. So you want to give some view of that?
Yeah, we've got a very dark amber color. No hints of black. It's very what caramel color? Just like very dark caramel color. Maybe at the top, it almost like at the thickest part of the glass, it gets a little darker and. Nice little bubbles on it.
It's got a great tight tan head.
It's got that malty smell. Yeah. Like when you walk by, I walked by a brewery the other day and I was like, oh, I love that smell. Just that malty wort smell. Yeah. Oh.
Right. It's like
people are like, ew, I hate that smell. I'm like, oh, that's the greatest thing in the world. What are you talking about? That's what it smells like.
Ooh. This definitely has a sweet finish.
I don't get a ton of flavor.
I'm getting caramel. I am getting a little bit. I don't know if I get the burnt side of it, but I am. Oh my God, look, I'm bleeding. I can't even feel that though. Sorry.
Yeah, I get more now as it warms up a little bit.
But it has that sweet, but I'm not getting a burnt profile, but I'm definitely getting a sweet. Something interested. I'm out of practice here. Chris is visiting. We're doing this at elevation as opposed to like 6 miles in the air where I can't breathe nor hold my liquor.
Yes, we are near
sea level.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for.
We're in the great state of
Maryland, my old stomping grounds. Very excited. Wait, am I excited to be back?
Back
for not the best. Let's not get into that.
What was it? But regardless of the reason, the outcome is always spend time with friends or remember friends. So cheers on that.
All right,
Brown Frown. What's some recent beer experiences you've had, Mr. Steinig?
So let's talk about experience we just had together. Okay. When I lived in Damascus, Maryland, Damascus was a dry town in the state of Maryland.
Yes.
Montgomery County controlled the liquor very tightly. You could only get beer, wine, liquor in Montgomery County stores. I believe the rules have loosened.
You
a
could
bit
only
since
get
then.
Liquor.
Liquor.
But you could get beer and wine at other places outside
right.
of the
county. Right, beer and wine stores, right?
And beer and wine
stores. Have liquor. Now things have opened up a little bit more?
No, liquor's still in the state, but right across the border from Damascus, the first convenience store in proximity to Damascus was...
So every road outside of Damascus town...
had places to buy beer.
There was a beer store or a bar.
Right. A package store
and
or
so
a bar,
I think
or
Damascus
both.
Does allow beer now.
They do allow beer now. They have taps in downtown.
So anyway, one of the roads, the main road into Damascus from the D.C. area... is, what is that, 27?
27, known as Ridge Road and Father Hurley Boulevard, as well as other names.
Yeah. So the Cedar Grove store in Cedar Grove, Maryland.
Which I'm not quite sure if that's like
a
town,
or
just kind of like
an area.
Like an area on a map so they can put an elementary school.
Anyway, that store has been here
ironically,
forever.
Ironically, no Cedars. Yeah. Not quite sure where the name came from.
That store has been here forever. It was always a place you could get beer. Back in the day, it was like you could get crappy beer. But like over quite a while now, they've had a decent beer selection. I mean, even like when I was here 5-6 years ago,
yeah,
they had decent beer selections there.
They do.
Now
a very
we went
good
there
job.
Today, and they had a really good beer selection for like a little store. Beer store,
country
wine store,
yeah.
Country store with a gas station and a fixin' shop.
Yep.
And
but they actually have taps, so they
and
have
they have the taps
craft
and food.
Beer on yeah. tap and a sandwich shoppy.
And so we were in there picking out different beers to do shows about, and the proprietor there gave us a couple tastings of beers from their taps as well. They had
and your
one that caught my eye. Yes. Was a beer called Orange Haterade. Now, Haterade is a beer I remember that was made in this by this Florida brewery called, oh shit,
Wakefield,
something.
But you were recently at some festival.
Yeah, I was at a beer fest at the Great American Beer Fest a few years ago, and I had that, and we ended the night with that because it was like such an easy going down beer that we drank a bunch of those, and like we're stumbling out of the place for sure after.
But then seeing that available on tap.
And it was on tap, and I was like, well, is that the same brewery? But it's actually brewed at a Baltimore brewery called...
Peabody.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Peabody.
Peabody, yeah. And it tasted very much like the Haterade beer I had, which tastes like Gatorade.
It's an orange sour, and it had a nice sweet feel. I bet you if we check the ingredient, I could have swore, I may be wrong, I'm going to have to look this up, but I swore it tasted lactose, like a nice sweet finish.
So they, the reason they called the beer down in Florida Haterade is because like, it was something to do with the schools, right? Like one school down in Florida made Gatorade.
The University of Florida is where the Florida Gators.
Yeah. So that's what city is
Gatorade.
That in? That's not in Miami, right?
That's
Orlando
but it's the one in the middle. Cause like Tallahassee's Jacksonville.
Okay.
Yeah, it's near Jacksonville.
And so like Miami has another one of the schools.
University of Miami. And then Tallahassee,
and they have a big,
Florida State. And everybody hates University
of Florida. So the reason they called it Haterade was that conflict between where Gatorade was made and this one.
And all the Gator fans will tell us, or the SEC fans, that the actual name, it's sure, like College Park isn't really D.C.
Yeah.
It's called College Park. Like, I'm sure University of Florida is in a town whose name we should know.
Something. But... Florida is a horrible place, and we don't care about it, and we hope it sinks into the sea.
America's penis. By the way, I poured a second helping of this brown ale, which is not a brown frown. This is more of an amber kind of experience.
It's definitely amber. It's. I get a lot of the caramel now. It's sweetening up as I drink it. When you were initially tasting it, talking about that sweetness, I definitely get that sweetness.
Warms up into it. It's not a terrible brown beer. So
it's not bad.
Cheers to you, Clown Shoes. Little bit questionable. About,
I would agree
about the art.
More of an amber than a brown.
Right.
Than like a tradition more an American standard amber than a traditional like English brown ale.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
And it's 7% ABV too. So.
Oh Jesus, we're gonna be hammered.
And here's a little bit of a marketing spiel on their site. Hello, my name is Caramel God. Pray to whoever you will or worship me as I hover over an endless ocean of ice cream cones. Either way, may you find enlightenment. This brown ale was brewed with 1,200 pounds of dark candy syrup. There you go. That's that explains the sweetness. The sweetness, yes. Yeah. And the alcohol.
Well, that is a fantastic start to this evening.
That was good. Let's grab another one.
All right, let's go grab another one.
See, we've got kind of a mix of different. It's in the drawer there on the bottom drawer. Grab one from the right side of that drawer. Bottom, yeah. Just grab any one. It's fine.
Oh, right. I'll let you do the honors.
All right, next up.
There's a lot of tongue-in-cheek with the marketing on this.
Yes. We have, from Clown Shoes Brewing again, Coconut Sombrero Mexican-style stout with coconut flavor and vanilla.
What is a Mexican-style stout?
Remember, we had one in Colorado at...
Is that the one with the chocolate
with
and the peppers?
With the spiciness, yeah. All
right, that
makes
sense.
We'll see if this has the spiciness.
Okay.
I'm expecting it won't because it just says coconut and what else should I say? Vanilla.
No spice.
I'm guessing not, but we'll see.
Ooh. That look, well, I have a little spillage. It looks a little like cherry cola.
Oh, shit.
It pours like cherry cola. It looks like a cherry cola. Is this cherry cola? It does not smell. Ooh, it smells like an Almond Joy. Or a Mounds. It smells a little bit coconut tea.
What is it called again? Oh, Coconut Sombrero. Never mind, got it. Okay, I just had to look it up. All right.
Part of our 6
so,
months of prep.
Did you say, did you talk about the color?
I did. Well, I said it looked like a cherry soda.
It's a little darker than that, I think, don't you?
It looks like, but it's like a cola, like when you look through the light, you see a little bit of red, but look at the little bit that's left over on the can.
Oh, yeah.
It looks just like Cherry Coke or Cherry Cola.
Nice little head. Oh, I get coconut immediately.
Yeah, that's what I said. As soon as I did the smell test, I was like, I feel like I'm smelling a Mounds.
That's a good smell. I like that.
Ooh, that's a better taste because it doesn't taste sweet at all. That's delicious. That's like a nice dark chocolate bite, but a creamy taste.
Creamy coconut at the end.
Yeah.
And vanilla.
But not sweet. Nothing about this is syrupy. Like, I would never want to put this on ice cream. It smells
like that.
No,
it's not like one of those.
Now, this is like a good stout. Holy cow, this is delicious.
Is it? Does it have any spice, do you think? I'm not catching any.
No, I'm not picking up.
Like
is
hot
it supposed
spice.
To?
No, we were just talking about it because it was a Mexican stout.
Yeah. Now, are they saying it's Mexican because, what makes a Mexican stout if it's not the spice?
I thought it was like peppers would be that, but I don't know that it's a real, an actual style.
So it's just a marketing thing?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. This is why we need Jeff sometimes.
Where's Jeff?
He's sick.
Oh, bastard.
I know. Let's cheers to the good health of our friend Jeff. Yes. Quick recovery. But this was from the description and the fact that the last one was a burnt caramel and had a big sweet flavor and a candy. Like, I just was assuming I'm going to get one
it'll
of those cloying stouts. Not at all. This is easy drinking, smooth. What's the alcohol's by
7%, just like the last one.
Good God, man! How are we gonna get through tonight?
Here's what the marketing. You can take the luchador out of the ring, but you can't take the fight out of the luchador. Even on vacation, luchadors all want a shot at the champ.
What's the luchador?
That's the Mexican wrestler.
Ah, and now
professional
wrestler. Who is the champ in this case? Is it Guinness?
I don't know. What is it? What you got? We got a picture on the can, I think, kind of explaining some of this.
No, there's just a lot of people. It's like
wrestlers and
looks like a comic book thing with people throwing coconuts at each other.
So here's what they say: this variation of our Mexican style stout adds coconut flavor into the mix for a smooth and sweet seasonal twist alongside the classic dark roasted and chocolate malt flavors that defined our Sombrero series. So this is a take on one of their other beers, I get the impression from.
Well, I definitely, if chocolate is considered part of a Mexican style stout, then I get the chocolate in here.
Yeah.
So,
do you get any vanilla?
Let me try that again. I definitely got coconut. I'm definitely getting like the good part of a bitter, not the acerbic bitter, like a good bitter chocolate.
So far, like
this. And it has a sweet smell that I get the coconut way on the nose, but not on the palate.
Sometimes these kinds of like mixed 12 packs are just kind of like mediocre, not that interesting beers. But so far, this has been like
two for two.
Something interesting out of these beers. Not that they're like, they're not like jacked up in your face, different flavors or anything like that. They're pretty well balanced.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. These are good. I did a quick search on Mexican stout, not getting a necessarily a definition, but they're all referencing that it's dry.
Okay.
And that they'll be chocolatey.
Okay.
Not all of them are spicy. Some tend towards the spice, but they're dry and have chocolate and little notes of vanilla. So yeah. I think if that's the way they're defined, these
dry,
guys nailed
chocolate,
it.
Vanilla.
Nailed.
And then they threw the coconut on top.
They add the coconut, which again, I'm getting way more in the nose than I am on the taste buds, but in a good way.
I like this.
Like, yeah, there's. I want to drink more of this. I understand that we have 10 more to go.
Yes.
So
it's gonna be a long episode, guys. We're gonna break this up over several episodes.
This is our Christmas present, our Christmas in April.
Yeah.
In
celebration. Or maybe May.
Or May. Or
it might be June when this.
You know how it is nowadays. Everybody's familiar. Podcasts, you put them in the can, they come out whenever they come out. But when you get it, this is our Christmas present to you. And maybe we'll splice it.
Christmas in the summer, guys.
You know what I think we're going to do, Chris?
You can
cut this or leave it in if you want. But if this is 113, then we go 116, and then we go 119.
To spread these out?
Spread our Christmas.
Or we just do some different beers.
Yeah, yeah.
In between.
Oh, yeah. So that would be 114.
Yes. What you said happening... But
with actual episodes in
between.
Not just doing all 12 in a row.
Yes.
I think that'll make it fun for us, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like that.
Because these are interesting.
They are interesting. We got to save our palates for these.
All right. Yeah, that was good. Want to grab the next one?
I certainly do.
But what we could do is we could actually do four instead of three.
So we'll do three episodes of four
instead
of four episodes of three?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we got the time for it, Mike.
Am I just randomly picking one now?
No, the other one should be... There should be one more to the right that goes with this group.
Yes.
And then let's taste this one and let's get into your... I believe you got a Listomania for us this week.
Oh, I
Everybody
have to
likes lists. All right.
Clickbait lists.
Guys, we're going to do another stout. This is called, again, from Clown Shoes Brewing... Blaycorn Yule Dragon Spiced Imperial Stout.
Good gosh.
Again, Boston, Massachusetts.
That seems a little intimidating.
Windsor, Vermont, from the Harpoon conglomerate of breweries. Long Trail is part of that too, you said?
Well, I saw an article that they were acquiring Long Trail, but when I went to check to see if that acquisition actually went through, I couldn't find any information.
Ooh, this has a nice looking head.
Wow.
This looks like a... Guinness? No, the Guinness head is
no.
Whiter.
Guinness has a white head. This look, yeah, but
this is a nice chocolatey head.
It's got a badass dragony unicorn thing on there.
Super dark. Is this one? This one's not letting. There's a tiny hint, less light let through than the last one.
Yeah, and on the top, it looks just like a stout. No cherry cola going. No hints of red.
And it was called again...
Very, very dark tan head. So it's called a Blaycorn because it looks like a unicorn-y dragon.
Yeah, I thought it was Balecorn, but it's
Blaycorn.
B-L-A-E-corn.
Yule Dragon. It's got a badass looking, you know,
the
D&D
The style that
head.
They say is a Russian Imperial Stout. So this one is 9%. A little up in a couple percentages.
Woo! Now the Russian ones are all boozy.
Now I don't... smell as much on the nose.
No.
Doing the little drive-by.
I get raisins.
When you drink it? or when you smell it?
When I smell it, I get raisins. I get dried stone fruits.
But it's light, right? It's not as doesn't have like that big coconut.
Oh, now I'm getting like an allspice.
Oh, that could be.
Oh, now I'm getting some spicy, like spiced plums.
You might be incepting me, but I definitely get some spices. Oh, come on. Just
smell it in this one. It's got like that. It's got the... You can't smell that? Do you have COVID? Get away from my beer.
I did ride one of those fucking buses at
Dulles. We also flew on an airplane. The COVID buses? Yeah, well, an airplane.
The COVID buses are the worst. They haven't gotten rid of those buses yet.
The tram in Denver is the worst fucking thing, man. Because then they jam you up all on top of each other.
Those buses are the worst.
Well, the bus, what? Yeah, those big.
Give me a train over a bus. With those huge
moon landing gear on. Yeah, those things are dumb.
If the apocalypse comes, though,
those would be good to drive to the zombies. Yeah, fuck that. Fuck yeah, man. They would crawl through a lot of that shit.
Yeah.
You know what else? I'm putting those Pirelli tires on my truck. I don't give a fuck what they say. I'm getting those tires on my truck and driving over some zombies.
All right, let's taste this guy. What did you talk about the taste at all?
I did not. I talked about the aroma. It's got a boozy-ish taste.
You might have incepted me, but this is, and the Christmas theme is like giving me like, this is a Christmas spicy.
Yeah, it's a which I think mulled is what it's supposed stout. To be. Well,
but it's not the, it's not like it's not as in your face.
Like a pumpkin ale. Yeah. It's not over top.
It's got some of that pumpkin ale spices.
But very subtle.
Yeah, but more subtle. And not none of the pumpkin part.
And there's a little, well, if there is anything, it's like plum. It's like a little sweet thing. I don't know if the is there any literature about it supposed to taste like a plum?
Let's see. Imbued with a monstrous amount of dark malt and aggressive hops, Blaycorn Yule Dragon is a powerful and complex brew designed to improve with age.
What should we call our holiday spiced imperial stout? Black Krampicorn? Samhain Dragon? Nah, let's combine them and create the ultimate holiday mythical creature. Blaycorn Yule Dragon.
There you go. That's where that came from.
It's pretty cool. I like their sense of humor. I'm going to read the bottom of the box.
Okay.
While we're enjoying this one, because it is really worth a second or seventh sip. Founded in December 2009, Clown Shoes is the result of a joke, spite, and a deep passion for craft beer. Naturally, we dislike clowns, but find Clown Shoes hilarious. They remind us of humor in life and to be humble. If you have made it this far, thank you for reading the bottom of this package.
The best things come from spite is what I always say.
Hell, man, that's the only reason I applied for college.
I mean, I'll then prove it took them
me,
wrong.
Yeah, and then it took me 20 years to get out, but also graduated finally out of spite. I agree. I mean, spite makes the
you
world.
You should be a doctor.
Go around. I should.
Dr. Peck.
If I had a certain person out there helping me in my education career, I would have been a doctor. And I still may be.
We have had a doctor on our podcast before, Dr. Phillips.
Dr. Phillips.
All right, let's.
You ready for some Listomania? Yeah.
Give us some.
So recently we passed on the calendar something called National Beer Day.
Yes.
Now, it's kind of terrible for those who subscribe to Lent, and if they gave up carbs or beer or alcohol for Lent, to have National Beer Day fall prior to Easter. However, it did this year fall on April 7th. So here's an article that has the top five beer facts for National Beer Day, which until this year, honestly, I being on a podcast that we've had since about 2009, didn't know that there was a National Beer Day.
Yeah, we've...
Or maybe we did and have subsequently forgot. I'll have to review the archives.
We do drink a lot of beer.
We do drink a lot of beer. Beer is one of the most popular alcohols in the world. National Beer Day is about honoring the freedom Americans have to enjoy it. During the time of Prohibition, consuming beer could be considered a dangerous activity because the Constitution banned the sale of alcohol and officials raided businesses, blah, blah, blah. So, the first National Beer Day, all that stuff about Prohibition, but the first National Beer Day started in 2009.
It took that long to celebrate beer.
As a matter of fact, maybe we started our podcast in honor of that.
You know, that's when beer started getting good.
Yeah, yeah. We had that. Well, we also just need an excuse to get together and start drinking beer.
Yes.
So, over the years, National Beer Day has transformed from a quirky tradition into a viral sensation that adults of all different demographics love to celebrate. However, the holiday is very new by today's standards.
2011, our first episode.
All right, well, we were 2 years behind then. Damn it. Well, it started in Virginia, our estate very close to where we currently are.
Yes.
By Justin Smith. And it's to honor the signing of the Cullen-Harrison Act. The day became a popular trend after Smith and his group of friends started a Facebook group encouraging other people to honor the day by drinking their favorite beer-related beverage. What is a beer-related beverage?
That act was the repealing of Prohibition.
It's got to be. Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Or the route to repeal.
So in 2017, our neighbor state that did secede from the Union, and it's technically not a state, it's a commonwealth. Anyway, let's not get all in the particulars. But in 2017, the governor of Virginia officially recognized the holiday. So number two fact about that. That's a long number one. I'm going to have to speed this one up.
Let's do number two. Let's do number three. Let's grab a beer and then we'll finish them off.
All right. Number two is FDR-inspired National Beer Day. During the Prohibition era in the United States, it was outlawed. And the Volstead Act made it that liquors containing more than 0.5% could not be produced. However, in 1933, FDR signed into the law the Cullen-Harrison Act, which significantly raised the alcohol threshold that led to the legalization of mild beer production.
I knew it was a multi-step journey.
Mild beers such as Bud Light, Budweiser, and other brands have gone to become one of America's favorite pastime beverages. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's okay, but I'm still into all the multi-high ABVs. Now, am I doing three or am I getting another beer?
One more fact.
Number three, Americans really love beer. I don't know if they had to really put
this in there. We're American.
We are American.
And we love beer.
I think also, though, I could identify as a Canadian because of my love of hockey and beer and still be okay.
Yes.
But let me
we just have done 113 podcasts about beer.
Right, we have. So we really love beer.
I mean, it's okay.
The United States for decades has been a leading and innovative environment for beer manufacturers and a great place to live for beer lovers. Americans overwhelmingly favor beer as their favorite form of alcohol. The lower consumer cost of beer and decent taste has set the beverage apart in the U.S. as a household favorite. Moreover, the United States has the second largest beer belly. Its beer market in the
world. I do have that.
Has the second largest beer market in the world and is one of the top beer consumers per capita in the world. Why won't they tell me who the number one is? Because if we're number two, I want to know who the number one is.
I think it's like the Czech Republic. Or Canada? I think it's like the Czech Republic or
is
something.
Is it really?
Like that. I think so.
Isn't it called Czechia?
Czechia?
Is now?
Or it's one of those guys, I believe.
I'm not political anymore, so I can't fucking keep track of this stuff.
All right, you're going to grab one more beer.
I am. Just grab one from the left side
of that drawer. That's kind of our grab bag. Yeah, far left. And because the other ones are more thematic. And I was going to say something while you were grabbing that, but I've lost my train of thought.
We're talking about Americans really love beer. We're talking about doing podcasts since 2011. We're talking about Clown
like
Shoes beers. We're talking
4 times 3 ounces worth of beer in. Yeah.
That's a beer. That's like a can.
And we're already fading. All right.
We're not fading. I got coffee.
What's this next beer?
This next beer I picked out of the ones we were going to pick out because we had some things going on with Mexican wrestlers. And it's a new trend that I've seen out there. A lot of breweries we've been to, what have they had? Mexican-style lager.
Mexican-style lager. It's a big thing.
So apparently there's something out there specific that, again, have to look this up. 6 minutes of prep. But the design on this there's nothing in here, and maybe they just needed to fill out the 12 beers part of it. But this is, it's got the stamp, the 12 beers of Christmas. This is called, well, I don't know Spanish.
Lucha.
Lucha. Cerveza.
I don't know, I do know Spanish cerveza. Either, but.
Original lager, brilliantly bright. I'll leave out the last part for you to discover later.
All right.
So
basically these are supposed to be Corona flavored beer, like,
or Modelo.
Modelo.
Or Pacifico. Dos Equis. I mean, there's a lot of variety in those beers we just mentioned, so.
Yeah,
these are. Maybe we'll have to do a Mexican beer stack one day.
Yeah. Let me get my cleanest glass here to.
I'm giving you a new glass for this
drink
one.
Drink this guy out of.
Because you're going to have to see.
Yeah, you got
to
get the very delicate.
Yeah, this
flavors
one, this
for
one
this
can't
guy.
Get influenced.
Yeah. Nice big.
Put the emphasis
puffy,
on
white
the wrong
head.
Syllable.
Very pea colored, clear yellow straw. See through it. I can see Mike's face through it.
Yeah, you can. It's very translucent. The head started off very, very thick, foamy, white,
yeah,
but dissipating
it fell
quickly,
quick.
Just like a good American and/or Mexican light beer.
Corn kind of
corn
smell
mash,
on it.
Yeah,
that's
not
about
getting
it.
Anything
but smells like
smells like beer.
Corona, yeah, like beer. Smells like American beer. Or
smells
or
like college
Mexican
beer.
Beer.
Like
yeah.
Some, yep. Tastes better than I thought.
It doesn't have as, I don't know what's missing from like the
a lime. Do you know what's missing from this? A lime.
A lime.
If we had a lime. You know what? I'm going to go get.
Do we have a lime?
I don't have a lime, but I do have really, really old lemon juice.
That'll be perfect because, yeah.
The other bottle of lemon juice that was pointed out to you earlier, I have to finish this one before that one can come in the fridge. But we're going to douse this with a tad bit of citrus. Would
tad
you care
of
for
citrus,
some?
Just a little
now,
teeny,
when this gets in that cut that I said tiny. I couldn't feel, I might feel it.
Teeny tiny.
If you start hearing.
Oh, there's like particles in there.
Yeah. Particle man. When you start hearing me scream, it's because I got lemon juice in my cut.
After decades roaming the countryside in the Lucha Libre circuit, the elusive Tecco.
Oh
has
my
finally
God, that made it so much better. Sorry.
Hung up his mask and put on his brewing boots. Enjoy Tecco's first brew, Lucha, now, and be on the lookout for his next endeavor in 2023.
Which we currently are in. So, what I gotta say, this beer, all kidding aside, when you said it was missing something, I do think if we check with the brewers here, like, was your intent to make a beer that would be improved greatly by the addition of citrus? Because it tastes a shit ton better now.
Just like Corona.
Right. Like, it was missing something, like, no joke.
Yeah.
But now it's got that shandy going, but without the sweet. And it was just, and we just put in like two drops
of
lime juice. But that made the difference, and now it's got that great flavor. That was quite pleasant.
That was good. All right, Mike.
Well, we're going to go.
Let's see. Tasty notes. Here's what they say. Tecco's, the luchador we just talked about, was inspired by the cerveza that this legend tasted from across Latin America. Brewed using the most premium ingredients to create bright, slightly sweet, and refreshing lager to be enjoyed.
That was the part I left off, the slightly sweet.
Yep, post-flight or post-anything. The only hops in this are Sterling hops.
Very clean. Interesting. Yeah. There's no bitter on it.
All right, Mike, the beers we had tonight.
So I'm not finishing the list. That's next up.
Oh, no. Let's finish the list.
We gotta finish the list. All right. So number four, about celebrating National Beer Day. You can get beer at McDonald's.
What?
Many people think of hamburgers, fries, and Happy Meals when they think of McDonald's in the United States, but the American-based fast food chain serves customers beer in nearly a dozen other countries, not ours. France, Germany, South Korea, and Portugal. The first McDonald's chain restaurant to serve beer was founded in the same year I was born, 1971, in Germany. For Germans at the time and today, the idea of purchasing beer was not considered a foreign concept. since the consumption of beer was and still is extremely popular. And number five, to wrap us all up, oh, look, a picture of Jesus. 97% of Christians are unable to pass this Bible test. Can you? I'm
going to have to click this. Easter it is Monday.
Oh, right.
Or whatever.
Sorry, back to the topic. Beer is one of the world's oldest alcoholic drinks. The existence and consumption of beer date back thousands of years and is one of the oldest forms of alcohol in human history. Scientists have found evidence of beer's existence in ancient cultures such as Mesopotamia and ancient Egypt, where beer was sometimes used as a currency and were instrumental in trade. And every recipe ever found from those times was made by Dogfish Head Brewery.
All right. By the way, while you were talking, I looked up the countries that drink the most beer. Because you said number two was the United States of America. Number one was not the Czech Republic. Okay. It might be on a per capita basis.
Okay.
But on a fully drinking basis.
Canada.
China.
China?
Yes. So I'm going to tease Listomania for next time. We'll talk a little bit about the top beer drinking countries. The countries that drink the most beer. As well as the per capita biggest drinkers.
Fantastic. Can't wait. And for those of you, I will do the clickbait and put it on our Facebook page. The 97% of Christians are unable to pass this Bible test.
All right. So the beers we had tonight, Mike, we started with the burnt caramel.
Yes.
Then we went to the coconut sombrero.
Coconut sombrero, where we had the Mexican wrestlers tossing coconuts at each other.
Then we went to the Blaycorn Yule Dragon, Spice Imperial.
Which is badass, in honor of the D&D movie. But then we go right back to Mexican wrestling.
Lucha Cerveza, original, the Mexican lager. Mike, which of these beers did you like the most?
See, the criteria for doing this, is it pure taste?
Which one would you take home with you? You're already home, but which one? Which, like, if you had to finish the can, one of these cans, which one would you pick? Which one did you like the most?
Coconut sombrero.
Coconut sombrero.
Yes.
That's the one that was top of mind for me. I really liked the brown ale as well.
The burnt caramel. I could drink more of all three of these.
Yeah.
All four of these. I would need citrus for the fourth one.
I think let me take one more taste of the Blaycorn here.
Now they've all warmed up. I'm actually going to go for the burnt caramel while you're doing that. Because the Blaycorn was really good. It was a solid style.
Ooh, it's got that.
Well.
The spices are coming out as this warms up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Blaycorn. I'm going to go with the spiced...
Can't go wrong with that.
Russian Imperial Stout here.
And I'm going to just say that the burnt caramel American brown ale is the kind of beer that when we first started making beers, but every time we made them, they tasted like Band-Aids.
Yes.
This is like what a good beer tastes like.
Yes.
Like it's just like it's got a thickness to it. It's they're all really good. I'm actually pleasantly surprised that we had four good beers there.
Yeah, very nice. All right.
Cheers to Clown Shoes.
Good job, Clown Shoes. Yeah, I was very impressed with this. Some of the beers from their 12 Beers of Christmas 2022 boxed set.
I do want to get to know them better and find out how the hell Lucha Cerveza made it in there. I'm still going to go on the assumption that they needed to fill out the dozen.
All right, shall we outro this guy?
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 113. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. Maybe we'll do an email mailbag round in a coming episode.
Oh, I'd like that.
We'd love to hear from you. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast. Give us a like over there. You can also see our video episodes on YouTube, youtube.com/cnbcpodcast. We just popped out a couple.
And I'm starting to talk to some content creators, if you can handle that title, or people in the know. thinking TikTok. You can also might have to go TikTok.
Follow us on at CNBC Podcast at Twitter. That's where
we announce stuff. Let's get off of that. I don't want to be verified and all that shit. I don't like Twitter. It's a cesspool of bullshit.
All right, what's our beer quote?
Well, wasn't that a good beer quote? No, that's not. All right, beer quote. Going into the, we can't remember if we celebrated National Beer Day or not before. A man knows less as he drinks more and loses more and more of his wisdom.
Very deep. Drink good beer.
Drink good beer. Stuck here with the chomp, so yeah. Tear through them like they crunchy and milk. Spoon full of sugar, baby, and they go down like silk. Talk, 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 but they never bring no walk. No, talk, 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 but you want to get it on. Fools come and go like a game show. Try and buy a vowel, but they ain't got no flow. If you want to go the extra mile, start by making a smile. Show the girl you got style. Just do what you feel. Be yourself, be real. We sound good. Remember to talk into the microphone. Let's be professional about this time, Mike. I'm going to put on my Terry Gross NPR voice for this and try to be a little mellow as I talk about the great flavors of our beers. I'm the raddest and the baddest. I got the madness to cure all your sadness. When I get my clown shoes on, all your pain disappears. Put a smile on your face when I whisper in your ear. Never met another like me, you never will. Let your mind go free, do what you feel.